Welcome back, Mr. Rats. And you have my sincere congratulations. You seem to have suffered no vicissitudes regarding your performance last night. You have passed your trial and displayed a singular consistency and industry not seen in most. I believe we can now divulge the truth. This is my superior, who I will refer to as Mr. C. He and I go back ages, you know. I was the one who entreated my inferiors to break the final seal, all at his behest, and for a less than modest price, I was happy to lead the very operation which brought hell to earth. No doubt you came across our gay little meeting place at the church. And did you find the accommodations at the Dwyer residence to your liking? Too bad about my little worker bees, but the ends justify the means. Today, the city, tomorrow, the entire world. And in due time, you will share these same sentiments, Mr. Rats. I am sure of it. You have proven to be more than capable of handling matters, precisely as your lifestyle led me to believe you would be. And I'd like to take the opportunity to extend to you an offer of greater things serving at my side. But all this may be too much weight on your shoulders at the moment. For now, I bid you adieu. I will be keeping you here for as long as necessary, and will be eagerly awaiting your decision. And to afford you one last courtesy, Mr. Rats, that mark upon Barnaby was merely our way of cataloging their numbers. Tell me you noticed he wasn't the only Barnaby in our midst.